This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And the lockdowns seem to be coming to an end, whether the government likes it or not, is the overall vibe I'm getting from people in the United States today and various news stories and things like that, and whether or not people like it, because it seems that a lot of businesses are just opening, as they should, and just doing what they want and saying...
Is it a lot of businesses?
It's more than...
Because I'm sure it's all around here.
It's more than I would expect.
Okay.
Well, here has a uniquely liberal tendency among the local...
You're talking about Keene, New Hampshire,
yeah,
where we're broadcasting from. I mean, I didn't just mean New Hampshire, Keene, New Hampshire. I meant just all of New Hampshire.
Well, there is the racetrack.
There's a racetrack. Just finally, you know, so there finally is a business that has decided to open its doors or its gates or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, restaurants can't really do anything. I mean, they're already open. Bars are...
But they're not open because you can't go inside and sit down
I
and
went
order.
Inside a restaurant the other day.
To
I
pick
didn't
up
order
takeout.
Well, I sat down outside and ate outside.
You can sit outside at restaurants that happen to have outside tables.
That's right.
You can do that. Whereas people in other states, like Wisconsin, there's no restrictions whatsoever.
Yep.
And there's other states, too. We had somebody call in from Utah the other night as well, saying things are pretty much as is or as it was in Utah.
So tell me about this racetrack, because I've only seen bits and pieces of it here and there. It's somewhere north of Concord. Is pretty
I've
much
never
all
heard
I know.
Of it. Yeah,
and they put up warning signs at the last race saying, hey, you're going to be monitored or some sort of threat
yeah.
to the general population. But
yeah.
they still got 50 people to attend.
One of the local activists in this area, he went out and took some photos of it. He said there were probably 50-plus people that had attended that particular race event. The governor specifically commented about them in recent statements that he made about the COVID status, whatever the state's currently doing. And the governor in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, a.k.a. His Excellency, he did say that the New Hampshire Attorney General's office would be, quote, taking further actions later this week. He says it was definitely against the stay-at-home order we had in place, speaking of the racetrack holding a race in spite of these orders.
But, I mean, the orders, is it really in violation of them? Because they didn't order them not to have races.
They ordered people to not gather in groups of more than 10.
Oh, yeah. But it's essential to the individuals who attended that they attend.
Yeah,
what is a group of more than 10?
Yeah, good question. I don't think
because
they define that.
There's not, look, you know, these are executive orders. They're backed by the force of the legislative branch is not involved.
They were not.
The
correct.
Judicial branch is not involved. We live in a country.
Hold on, before you go on.
Yeah.
The legislative branch did pass statutes authorizing the governor to write emergency orders.
You mean sort of a long time ago or...
Yeah, at some point in the past.
Right. Certainly the governor is the sort of emergency guy, right? But how long does an emergency last?
As long as he says.
Because the legislative branch could come in, 2 weeks, right? I think we were all told this is going to take 2 weeks. We're going to figure out what's going on and blah,
back
blah,
in
blah.
March.
Some time ago by certainly different officials. Then the legislative branch, I don't know, could do their effing job and get out and legislate something and then determine whether or not, this is a representative body of the people as opposed to one bureaucrat that represents the executive branch, mm-hmm. i.e. the king.
Now, if they attempted to come together to legislate something, would they not be in violation of His Excellency's order?
They can do a Zoom meeting. I mean, I just had a planning board meeting in my town that occurred on a Zoom meeting. They could do some emergency stuff if they wanted to do emergency things.
I suspect.
And I think most importantly after this is I'm very, very curious, what is the judicial branch going to say, you know, about the constitutionality? Remember, the Constitution says the right to peaceably assemble is shall not be infringed, or whatever the Congress shall make no law. I think it's Congress shall make no law infringing the right to peaceably assemble.
Congress didn't, though.
Right.
The governor did.
It's not a law.
Right.
You know,
it's
like,
not a law.
Right.
It's not even an order here in New Hampshire. It's a suggestion.
Well, it's
but they've taken
order.
People to jail in some states over this. And, you know, whatever goes on in New Hampshire is what goes on in New Hampshire and different places. But, you know, it's a curious situation. If what they did was found to be unconstitutional later, then what happens to the people that used violence to resist? If any did.
I don't know.
I mean, this
I don't see how it could be ruled as unconstitutional, though, when it wasn't Congress or any legislative branch that did this. And this is not to say I'm in support of it, but it's all the more reason the Constitution is useless and shouldn't be pointed to as, oh, no, you can't do that.
Well, it's unconstitutional in so much as the governor either has the power to do it or they don't. So
the legislative branch gave him the power, presumably with some sort of Emergency Powers Act, that, you know, if he declares a state of emergency, then he can, you know, break the rules or whatever, and he can legislate.
But is that constitutional?
Has anything the government's done in the last 20 years been constitutional?
I'm sure something. It comes down to a judge sitting down and saying, okay, well, and I can tell you this, right, all the stuff that has to do with churches, glaringly unconstitutional. I mean,
telling churches they can't meet?
Whatever they say regarding churches. Like, the church existed long before the United States government did.
Right.
And, you know, any government that government may have sprung from, the church had been around much longer than that. So the idea, the notion, the blithering idiocy of saying something like, well, we can't have church services. Well, it may not be a good idea to have church services. You may think it's a bad idea if other people go to church. They may spread a disease at a church. But by God, if the United States of America is about one thing and one thing only, it's religious lunatics getting together with each other and praising their version of God.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate here and argue what the state would likely argue in that scenario.
Yes.
It didn't prevent them from practicing their religion. They could have done so via Facebook groups or Zoom meetings or whatever.
Sure.
All it did was prevent them from congregating in a single place.
Except that is my religion.
Yeah, that's their religion.
With
like,
people.
It's the building.
Place.
Sure.
It's the church we paid a whole bunch of money
so
for.
Are Christians going to argue then that the church is not the people, it's the literal physical building?
They call it a church.
Well, no. Yes, but the whole
Jesus said whenever two or more are gathered in my name, that there's a church. So it doesn't matter whether it's a physical building or people gathering in a park somewhere,
or people gathering online somewhere.
Well,
it's a church in any of those cases. But you could argue if it was indeed your religious belief that you are in physical proximity with other people, that is they are infringing upon your religious beliefs.
I would agree entirely, but I don't think that's part of the mainstream beliefs of Christianity.
Well, the mainstream belief of Christianity uses church in a variety of ways, among them being sort of the entire body of believers, excluding the ones they don't like. And, you know, I would say that Jews and Muslims and Christians all are part of the church. But, you know, if that's not what they want to say, then fine, I don't care. Quakers don't use the term church to describe their gatherings or their buildings. So they got a meetings and meeting houses is what they have, because they don't want to use a presumptive term like church to describe their building when church means the entire body of believers. They don't want to take anything away from anybody else's religion. But Quakers are the only ones that do that.
Okay.
So a church can be a building, and it can be the entire body of believers.
Sure. But if we're expecting Christians to, you know, dispute these orders under those bases, I would just be curious to see what they have to say about whether the church is the physical building or whether it's the members.
I think it would depend who you ask.
Oh, for sure.
I think most people would lean towards it being the members and wherever they gather.
But haven't pastors been arrested or otherwise penalized for not obeying the stay-at-home orders?
Sure. In New Hampshire, not yet. In Louisiana, yes. In Florida, yes. They dropped the charges against the Florida guy.
Yes, and that is wildly unconstitutional.
Which may be why they dropped the charges against the guy in Florida.
But not the one in Louisiana, so presumably that could...
Napoleonic law. Things could get a little weird there.
I'm not sure I know what Napoleonic law means.
I'm not sure I could explain it well enough, but Louisiana's a little funny.
It's French.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. We've been talking tonight about a prospective end to the lockdowns. Evidently, some new guidance came out from His Excellency King Sununu Friday.
It always makes me chuckle.
Yeah. Apparently, he's allowing some tattoo places to reopen. They're already open, actually, come to think about it. Mm. There's one right here on West Street that is open. Hmm. It's by appointment only. I guess it's not supposed to be open, but His Excellency is allowing people to do
business inside of the state of New Hampshire.
Yes, as long as they're not trying to get their tongue or nose pierced.
Yeah, there's all kinds of arbitrary restrictions that are being put down upon these businesses. They don't make any sense when compared to other things that people are allowed to do. They're not allowed to do A, B, and C, but they are allowed to do X, Y, and Z. And it's all very confusing and all very micromanage-y and frustrating for business owners who, you know, they understood that getting into business meant they'd have to jump through some government hoops, right? Like, sure. There's stupid licenses and, you know, bribes that they have to pay to these government gangsters, and it's frustrating. But business owners kind of knew that going into it. They didn't know it was going to be like this. They didn't realize that it was going to be so in their business, so micromanaged. And that's the way it's become, where this guy, this Sununu character, is literally picking industry after industry and coming up with all these rules. They call it stay-at-home 2.0 here in New Hampshire.
I hate everything about
it's
that.
It's so despicable.
Well, I mean, I was listening to NPR and the day camps, because nobody's doing a sleepover camp, apparently, this year.
Day camps?
For kids.
Day camps for kids.
Okay. Where you send your kid during the day during the summer.
So yeah. They can do that, they just can't sleep there?
Well, they're waiting for guidance from His Excellency.
Okay.
But they're waiting...
Right. Want to just open up and do your business.
Right, that's what's going on. I mean, you know, like the thing is that it's about the weight of sort of public opinion when it comes to this thing, and public opinion appears to be, by and large, let's find out what our betters say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they kind of have to, because it's not that the state, His Excellency, is going to send, you know, the police around checking into these businesses. No.
But they are.
As we've seen here locally, it's largely the competitors of these businesses that are turning them
in. We don't know that. We know that one local guy was turned in by a competitor, but that doesn't mean that other people didn't also snitch that same person out.
Well, I feel that's true. But I feel pretty confident that a barber here on Main Street who was taking as many people as they could have in the building, mm-hmm. not wearing masks, would almost immediately get snitched out by another barber who was losing business.
Could be. I mean, that is
but
a likely scenario.
There are plenty of Karens out there.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's a likely scenario, but we don't know. Right, like we can't sit here and speculate, and that is sad when a business owner snitches out their competition like this. Because rather than stand together and
rather than open
together,
up your doors and go to work,
right? rather than opening up, doing your business, standing together, you've got these people trying to take each other down with the state, and that's just sad. I understand they're your competition. I understand that the excuse that some people are making is, so like we talked about the hair salons, that there were some hair salons who were upset because it's hard to reopen under the new stupid, you know, arbitrary rules that they're putting on them. And so it's still very costly to do business. And some of these owners would rather not reopen and rather wait until they can reopen fully. But they don't want to lose their clients to the people who are willing to reopen part of the way. So they feel like they're being put into an undue burden of a situation. And so they're lashing out at their competition rather than lashing out at the government, because they can't beat the government in their mind. They can't take on the state. they're a big organization, right? They've got unlimited amounts of lawyers and things like that, and your average business owner is intimidated by that. But they're not as intimidated by their competition, and if they can see a way to get rid of their competition by using the state, they're going to do it. And it's sad, but that's just the way it is.
Now, on the subject of these Karens, these snitches, and all these other people, mm-hmm. did Sununu actually say that he's not a fan of snitches?
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, I've actually got a different story here. It is in regards to a story in the Monadnock Ledger transcript. Actually, it was syndicated from New Hampshire Public Radio. And it's about these business owners that are actually violating the governor's orders. Now, I hadn't heard about any of them up until this weekend with the Speedway that you mentioned earlier that has absolutely, like, publicly stated that we're going to have our race and do
whatever
you want.
I admire the owner of this track.
Yeah.
You've arranged to go to this race this coming week, right?
Yeah, Mark's going to fill in for me on Saturday, so I'm going to go
out. Even though you're
there.
Not a fan of racing and you don't...
I've never once been to...
Bring earplugs.
Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah. Let me share this with you. Before we get to the part about the snitches, because it's in the story, and I want to tell you about this racetrack guy, because they got a great quote from the owner of this racetrack. Todd Bookman at NH Public Radio writes, "While most of the state's businesses appear to be adhering to emergency orders issued by Governor Chris Sununu, who we call His Excellency, because that's what all the orders say at the top, designed to limit the spread of the coronavirus, more entities are openly violating the guidelines as the pandemic drags into warmer weather. This weekend, Riverside Speedway in Groveton welcomed patrons into its grandstands despite the state's current prohibition on large gatherings. In Hampton, where the summer season brings throngs of tourists and crucial revenue to businesses, police responded to complaints of hotels violating Sununu's orders regarding out-of-state guests."
What did they expect to happen? I mean, telling people to stay at home here in New Hampshire or here in New England in general when it's March and it's 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's
at
one
noon,
thing.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
When it's 80 degrees outside, it's bright and it's sunny, and it's late May, then no one's ever going to go for that.
Well, some people are. In this case, it's people actually want to visit New Hampshire. They're coming up here and going into the hotels, and some people are snitching. Now, is it their competition? Is it the hotels who are, you know, being good little hotels and not doing what, not doing what they were told not to do, or rather the reverse?
Anyway, just your random Karens.
Or yeah, is it somebody who is in the lobby and snitching on the very place that they're staying?
Well,
so strange.
I have a friend who has a pre-existing condition, and mm-hmm. she's very concerned about the COVID-19 thing. Mm-hmm. And she's a friend of the family. And
she's staying home?
No, she decided to go out to the supermarket.
She doesn't sound that concerned.
Got upset about nobody in the supermarket had masks on. She
Where was this?
Contacted Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Contacted the it was a small supermarket. I don't know which one. Mm-hmm. Contacted the supermarket on via Facebook, and the supermarket manager blocked her.
Yes.
Which I found amusing. I mean, I got to say.
All right, well, I'll tell you more about this racetrack owner, because he's the best that we've got so far.
I would recommend your friend look into some of these online grocery delivery services, that she doesn't have to worry about whether or not people are wearing masks.
I'm not talking to her right now because I might say something that is untoward. I just don't want to upset the apple cart.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The historic launch of SpaceX Crew Dragon to the International Space Station was scrubbed Wednesday, about 17 minutes before the scheduled launch due to inclement weather. The launch has been rescheduled for Saturday. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Democrats are endangering the Constitution by allowing for proxy voting during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our Constitution, our country expects us to convene, just as history has shown every time before in any crisis we have.
Speaking on the House floor, McCarthy also says the current rules allow for staffers to vote in place of the member. More than 100,000 people in the United States have died from the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 1.7 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump's 4th of July salute to America could be canceled if Democratic lawmakers get their way. 10 Democrats representing Washington, D.C. and its suburbs are calling on the event to be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. While they've left their royal duties behind, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle remain in the media spotlight, whether they like it or not. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are reportedly very concerned about their family's safety after drones made repeated flights over the Hollywood Hills home they've been renting in recent weeks. The couple telling police some flyovers have been as low as 20 feet above the property in efforts to get photos of them and their young son, Archie. The Daily Beast cites a source who says Meghan and Harry have been putting up with unimaginable levels of press intrusion at the home where they're temporarily residing. Reports are they're renting it from producer Tyler Perry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're talking about this racetrack owner here in New Hampshire who last week held a race in full disregard of what the government has said on the matter, or excuse me, what His Excellency has said on the matter, and is about to hold another one. Much to the dismay of the public that is freaking out about COVID-19.
I'm not going to say it was in full disregard. Although, if there are business owners who are doing things in full disregard, I think they're the best of business owners because that's the way it should be. You should just be able to, if you want to reopen with no COVID considerations whatsoever, with no social distancing or any of that nonsense, then you should be able to do that. Now, I would recommend that you put a sign up saying, you know, enter at your own risk on your front door, just to give people a heads up that if they open the door, there may be people who are also taking risks in there. Unfortunately, the guy at the racetrack in this particular case, he, I believe, still encouraged customers to so-called practice social distancing. So it wasn't as though they were in total violation of the governor's orders, but they were in violation of the governor's orders. And so to that extent, I do support what they were doing, which is to say, holding a race, despite the fact that His Excellency, Chris Sununu, the so-called governor here in New Hampshire, did issue several weeks ago an order prohibiting people in to gather together in groups larger than 10.
So this is an automobile race.
That is correct.
Held outdoors.
Yeah, that's right.
And in bleachers.
I presume.
So you can easily get 6 feet from pretty much everybody.
And they did. There were only about 50 attendees at this event.
Right. 50 attendees in one set of bleachers. It doesn't sound like the most dangerous thing I've ever heard of. I mean, outdoors is considered to be generally safe, you know, in this whole crazy post-COVID world.
I don't know. I assume it's because the wind blows outside.
Right.
And it will blow
well, you
away
can't get the viral load.
Particles.
It can't load up. Apparently, COVID-19 needs to... I mean, these rules are just nonsensical when they... on their face, in many cases. So
obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... It's... I get that masks are good when your average person has an IQ of 100... And they're probably not, and not everybody has the same kind of, you know, etiquette when it comes to coughing and sneezing and these sorts of things. Okay, I can see a mask because that just tells everybody wear a mask in case somebody coughs.
I would disagree. If the average IQ is 100,
yep.
Because and people need to wear masks because they're too stupid to cough properly, then let those people get the disease and die.
But the people coughing aren't the ones who are getting the disease. They already have it.
Well, mm-hmm. This is why these smarter people should wash their hands more often.
Or stay home.
Right, sure.
If you're worried about it.
There's apparently the new claims surrounding this disease are that it's less likely to be picked up on your hands and more likely to be picked up through, you know, sort of spittle particles in the air and that kind of thing. So if you're enclosed environments, which this racetrack is not, then you're dealing with you know, more problems or something. And then the news may very well change in 2 weeks on this, too, because this virus is very difficult to understand.
Well,
I don't know why.
First they said it would stay on surfaces, and then later they said it doesn't stay on surfaces.
Yeah, that's what was said.
So, I mean, there's been all kinds of major changes.
If people are washing their hands more, I don't consider it to be the worst outcome here.
No, that would be great. The problem is that people aren't washing their hands more. They're just putting hand sanitizer on their hands.
Well, hand sanitizer is closer to washing your hands.
It's only barely better than just spitting on them.
Can you back that statement up in some manner?
Not without getting into a lengthy list of qualifications.
Okay. I mean, it seems like covering your hands in alcohol probably kills viruses.
Well, if you had hand sanitizer on your hands for 30 seconds or so. I mean, and not even viruses.
Who takes it off?
It's going to kill bacteria, not viruses. What's going to kill the virus is more going to be the friction of your hands rubbing together. Okay. I mean, they're antibacterial, not antiviral.
That's not soap. It's hand sanitizer. So, I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't think that a virus is both, you know, evolved to handle a nitrogen-rich environment and a hand sanitizer-rich environment.
No, but it takes time for them to die. To bring it down to a sanitized level, that takes about 30 seconds.
Well, you don't
and
take
the alcohol,
hand sanitizer off.
The alcohol in it will dry within seconds. So yeah. That's kind of the point.
It stays there. It creates some kind of surface.
Well,
does it stay there or does it evaporate?
We would have to compare between just washing your hands with alcohol, just draping them in it, and using sanitizer, because I expect it's residue from the gel and the other, you know, 50-syllable words that they put in
that
crap.
I'm sure that there's that. Well, you know, I'm sticking with my hand sanitizer thing.
Okay, man. You also like the mask thing, and hey, whatever floats your boat. It's your face.
I
you
like
can put whatever you want on.
My mask. I'm not telling other people they have to
no,
do
you're
it.
No, you're not.
And
I'm going to say don't do it because it's inhumane.
Oh, that's
I would
right.
Say
you do wear a mask, don't you?
I do. I have a very
he
nice
lost
mask.
It, though.
No, I misplaced it one afternoon. I think you have the right as a business owner to say the only people who come in here, like Costco, for instance, is doing the mask thing. Good for them. That's their business.
Yep.
They get to decide.
And it's a private club.
Yep. And you don't like it, go to Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing there.
I went to Walgreens earlier, and my experience was drastically different there from what it has been anywhere else.
Why?
Everyone there was wearing a mask. Not
boo.
Just the employees.
At Walgreens?
Every single person there.
That's sad.
Versus at CVS, where it's about 50% of people, versus on Main Street, where it's like maybe 10% of people.
Yeah, I just walked into CVS. I didn't see anybody with a mask on at the time.
Except for employees?
I didn't see an employee with a mask on.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Well, I saw one employee.
Okay.
Huh. And they weren't wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for
that's
them.
That's refreshing. Let me hear about that. So the racetrack's website says it'll run races this weekend again. So they already did it last weekend. They're going to do it again this weekend. There's no comment Tuesday from track owner Mike Humphrey, and also no comment from the New Hampshire Attorney General's office. Governor Chris Sununu said this, quote, "The track you were referring to was warned repeatedly to not hold an event where there would be a large gathering where social distancing could be challenging," said the governor. Humphrey.
I see he's hedging his bets. He didn't hold a large gathering where social distancing would be problematic because social distancing was possible.
It was, but the governor didn't know that. I mean, if there were 2,000 people that showed up instead of 50, it probably would have been a bit of a different situation.
True. I guess we'll find out Saturday.
Indeed. Humphrey told News 9 on Friday, quote, as the owner of the park, quote, "I'll do whatever it takes to show we still have rights."
Nice.
Now, that's what I like to hear. That's the kind of business owner that I can get behind. Now, you know, even though he might not have gone completely as far as I want him to, you know, which would just basically to say screw your masks, essentially, and your social distancing, but I'll still support him as far as what he's doing is definitely the right thing.
Right, I think that the major right here is I can open my business.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that it has to be closed.
I totally agree, and so that's why I want to go there on Saturday and show support for this guy.
It sounds like a business owner who may, in fact, be interested in taking cryptocurrency.
I'm going to ask. I mean, while I'm there, the Riverside Speedway Facebook page said social distancing would be enforced, and photos from Saturday's race showed fans spread out in the stands, but state officials said repercussions are coming. But they wouldn't say what those might be. Sununu said, quote, "It was definitely against the stay-at-home order we had put in place. The Attorney General's office will be taking further actions this week." So, the governor said there's no standard template for rule breakers at this point. Issues will be handled on a case-by-case basis, he claims. And then he goes on to say that he's shaming the racetrack, saying, quote, "Well, one supercluster can affect the area that has a good healthcare system but doesn't have all the capacity in the world for beds like you might find in other parts of the state. So you put a lot of folks at risk when you do that. We just need everyone to be disciplined. We're going to get through it."
Well, yeah, everybody needs to be disciplined, and I will take no responsibility for the divorces, the suicides, and the abused spouses that go on in my watch under my stay-at-home order for the children that are beaten mercilessly with sticks. Because their dad is completely drunk because of my order, I will take no responsibility for that.
No, he won't. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you'll hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. With the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And now we've been discussing this racetrack owner here in New Hampshire. But before we get further into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Dodger calling from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
I just wanted to start by saying that I guess one of the Michigan cities here, like the whole city pretty much, decided to open up against Governor Whitmer's order.
Really? Which one was that?
Yeah, South Haven. It's a resort town on Lake Michigan. And, yeah, they pretty much the business owners in that city just essentially said, what are you going to do if a whole city opens?
Wow.
What did they do?
I have no idea. I didn't really have a chance to read the article that you guys came on, and so I decided to start listening. But, Aria, you had mentioned earlier about the freedom of religion and possibly worshiping online. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, specifically a United Pentecostal church. And there's like a scripture in the Bible that says they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's kind of hard to do that online, if you know what I mean.
Well, where are those priests going out and healing people so that COVID-19 ceases to exist?
Ken Hagin did it for everybody. He just went on his TV show and went and took care of it.
Well, it's
reopen then.
It's really, I mean, let's just say there's a reason I'm agnostic, but I mean, if that's what a person believes, then I'm just saying that it should be their right to do
it. Sure, and I see that. You know, for those religions where meeting in person is actually a critical part of that religion, then obviously telling people they can't meet is a violation of their religious rights.
Absolutely.
You know, Ian said that his religion, you know, requires person-to-person contact. So obviously
right.
it's a violation of his religious beliefs.
Well, I was going to say it might. I wasn't saying specifically about my religion.
Okay.
I was just saying that there are likely religions that
sure.
have that requirement.
But for mainstream Christianity, you know, they're in that quandary where the church is the body of people and it can happen anywhere. It's not confined to a single geographic location.
Okay. Well, I was just playing
devil's advocate when I said all that. It's not that I believe that one way or the other.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, the last thing, I had some bullet points because you had brought up something and I originally wasn't going to, well, I have two more bullet points, but I'll get to the first one first. I actually work at Walgreens.
Okay.
And it's my corporate job because my regular job, well, we were deemed non-essential, so, and I didn't know if I was going, I needed to make
right.
money, so I went
right,
out
so you work at Walgreens.
Job. Yes, and I can tell you that the corporate policy is to not enforce the governor's orders, even though there are signs everywhere, and we have to make these ridiculous announcements over the PA. I've had to make these ridiculous announcements, look a person in the eye, you know, that was standing right there without a face mask, and say, no, we don't actually enforce that. Like
okay.
we've been
right.
instructed to not enforce it. And
good to know.
I guess that's. And lastly, a little bit of hypocrisy coming out of Michigan. I guess the governor's husband did some name dropping to try to get a boat dropped in the water ahead of everybody else.
Oh boy! You mean his own boat?
Yes.
I've seen some random articles about this, but I haven't clicked on it because to me, a politician's spouse using
getting preference
is just par for the course.
Right.
I remember Chris Christie yelling at random fans at the baseball game or whatever. I mean, that's what politicians do.
Yeah, the bit of irony from it is for some time here in Michigan, during the same amount of time, if you had a vacation home, you were not allowed to travel within the state.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a vacation home in another state or if somebody from another state had a vacation home in Michigan, you were allowed to travel to it. But if you were a Michigander traveling to your vacation home in Michigan, you were not allowed to do it. Yet there's reports and photos of the governor and her husband's vehicles being there, coming and going from their vacation property by Traverse City.
Shocking.
And,
thanks, Dodger.
Dodger, thank you so much for the call.
I'm kind of curious how they would enforce this. All right, anybody can go to their vacation home except for people from Michigan thing. Do they go around the Michigan, around the... you know, the lake, and then say, oh, okay, who's got a Michigan license plate? Then go up there, knock on the door. Hey, look, I've got a Michigan license plate, but I actually live in Florida half the year. I don't even know how this would work.
I don't know how they're supposed to enforce any of these arbitrary, asinine rulings if they don't get the local businesses to support them. Like, how are they supposed to actually verify that there are no out-of-state people staying at the hotels unless the hotels themselves are the ones verifying that for them?
That's how it would have to happen.
Yes.
By the way, I did pull up a story from actually our affiliate, WBCK in Battle Creek. It's an FM talk station that airs us on Saturday. Jim Mishler reporting on South Haven. So Dodger had mentioned this town where business owners had sort of teamed up. Rather than trying to take each other down with the state's rules, they're teaming up to fight the state's rules. Many business owners in South Haven this weekend might have put up a couple of billboards proclaiming South Haven is open for business, but social media posts have taken care of that for them. WWMT was among the first local media outlets to report that businesses in South Haven downtown were booming over the holiday weekend, in stark and to thousands memorable contrast to cities remaining shut down across the state. A loosely knit group of South Haven business owners said they've had it with the governor's shutdown. As for their benefit, most city leaders and the city's police department were lockstep with the businesses and apparently are in full support. WWMT reports most every business along Phoenix Street in downtown South Haven was open on Saturday, and residents and tourists were spending time and money at them. The business owner said the potential legal action from the state far outweighed their need to reopen and work to save their business and maybe their town. Now, very if cool. only I more wish, people yeah. would have that particular viewpoint.
I wish we had seen that when we went to Hampton Beach here in New Hampshire, but yeah. instead... Yeah, that we tried to use the restroom at a convenience store, but it was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I wish I could let you, but they won't let me.
Nope.
She doesn't even have that level of courage, much less some of these businesses actually taking the bizarre, shocking step of opening.
There are no reports that anyone in the South Haven City Government, Town Police Department, or even the Michigan State Trooper station there of interfering or threatening to issue shutdown orders, breaking civil citations, or worse yet, arrests. It did not happen. What did happen was a groundswell of reports and supportive comments across social media platforms applauding the business owners and the city for taking the steps to stay afloat. So kudos to those brave owners in South Haven, Michigan, if only, and it wouldn't take a majority of them, if only a small minority of business owners would you know, band together in a similar fashion and just say, all right, this is when we're going to reopen, and we're just going to let the consequences come, and we've got this attorney over here, and he's willing to take a case for anybody that, you know, gets hit by the state, because for the attorney, it'll be good press. You know, they should take these cases pro bono. You're going to get press.
Yeah.
So
the racetrack owner here in New Hampshire is holding his thing this coming Saturday. So that's at least one business that is opening, even though they haven't been authorized by His Excellency to open.
That's correct.
Now, we haven't gotten to it yet. What else is going on with this story?
Well, there's the bizarre aspect from the New Hampshire Public Radio story about the Governor Sununu, His Excellency, here in New Hampshire. He is saying he's against snitching. So after,
is that paraphrased from them, or did he say that?
I'll give you the exact quote here. During a press conference, he said a number of entities violating his orders remains few and far between, suggesting that he doesn't want the public to notify law enforcement if they suspect someone may be violating the guidelines. Quote, look, we're not asking consumers to pick up the phone, and we don't have snitch lines and all that. I don't believe in all that, he said. Continuing, he said, if there are businesses that are kind of thwarting the guidance, we usually hear about it one way or the other. I'll say that, and we respond to it appropriately.
Which seems like in most cases is probably just to ignore it or to let the local authorities handle it, which isn't much better. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.